morning. And it reads, we're coming back. We had a little short time on New Year's Eve, and so we're gonna come back and we're gonna continue the message that we had for New Year's Eve night and spend a little bit more time with you on it. Amen. So we're gonna read the same scriptures. The book of Judges, and the book of Judges, 16th chapter. And you're not looking at me, you're looking at the word that's on the screen. If you like your traditional Bible, open up your traditional Bible and turn it to Judges 16 and 26. And we're going to read just a few verses there, and we're going to revisit what we were talking about on New Year's Eve night. Amen. Yes. We're going to deal with it. And it reads, "And Samuel said unto the lad that held him by the hand, suffer me that I may not feel the pillar, that I may feel the pillars here upon the house standeth, that I may lean upon them. Now the house was full of men and women, and all the lords of the Philistines were there. And there were upon the roof about 3,000 men and women that beheld Samson while Samson made sport. And Samson called unto the Lord." Let's say that again. "And Samson called unto the Lord and said, O Lord God, remember me, I pray thee, strengthen me, I pray thee, only this once, O God, that I may be at once avenged of the Philistines for my two eyes. And Samson took hold of the two middle pillars upon which the house stood, and on which it was borne up of the one with his right hand, and of the other with his left. And Samson said, let me die with the Philistines." You ought to say that. "Let me die with the Philistines." You will get that a little bit later. "Let me die with the Philistines." "And he bowed himself with all his might, and the house fell upon the lords and upon all the people that were therein. So the dead which he slew at his death were more than," somebody ought to say more than "they which he slew in his life." More than "they which he slew in his life." Amen. And it says, "Then his brethren and all the house of his father came down and took him, and brought him up and buried him between Zorah and Eshtaol in the burying place of Manoah his father. And he judged Israel 20 years." Again, we're talking about positioned on purpose. We're continuing with positioned on purpose. After this video, I will be back to talk to you about positioned on purpose. Have you made it? Have you made it? Have you made it? Did you make it out all right? Hey, man, did you make it out all right? Hey, man, did you see through 2020? Hey, man, and made it to 2021. Did you make it out all right? I don't know about you, but I made it. Hey, man, I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. I told you earlier, hey, man, I made it. Hey, man, I made it out all right. Hey, man, through the storm and through the heartache, through the pain, I made it. All right, through COVID-19, I made it. All right, death on every side. Amen, I made it. All right, amen. People losing their jobs, me included. Amen, I made it. All right, I'm still making it. All right, hallelujah. Amen, I made it. I made it. I made it. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Did you make it all right? Amen. Pray with me, most heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, we come worshiping you, oh God, with, oh God, open hearts and open minds, oh God, with upstretched arms, oh God. We're coming to worship you this Sunday morning, oh God. Oh God, to lift you up, oh God. And we thank you now, oh God, because you've done it for us. You help us, oh God. You saw us through, oh God. We made it because of you, oh God. It wasn't our strength, oh God. It wasn't our smartness, oh God. It wasn't us, oh God. It wasn't our bank accounts, oh God. It was you, oh God, oh God, that helped us through. And we thank you now in the name of Jesus. God, we pray now, God, as we stand before your people that are listening, God, we standing before the waiting congregation, God, we ask, God, that you just look upon us, anoint us from our head to our soles of our feet. Oh God, let the Holy Ghost have its way right now. Oh God, let him have free course in our lives right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, touch your word, oh, in the name of Jesus. Let it anoint right now, oh God, into hearts and into minds. Let it change lives right now. Let it bring salvation right now in the name of Jesus. God, we ask, God, oh God, that you just move on those that are listening. Oh God, those that are tuning in, God, whether they're tuning in, oh God, on the website, oh God, whether it's Facebook, YouTube, oh God, however they may be, oh God, we ask, God, oh, just look upon them right now. Send mighty blessings. Cover them, oh, with your Holy Ghost, with your Holy Spirit right now. Do it, Lord, oh, in the name of Jesus. We know that you can. We know that you're able, God. Just be willing, oh, in the name of Jesus. Glorify yourself that a testimony may be given, God, that you are delivering, God, that you are way maker in the name of Jesus. Not because we ask, oh God, but because of your grace and because of your mercy. God, we just thank you right now, and we just ask, God, that you just be with us, oh, as we go through this message. Help us. Let the meditation of our heart, the words of our mouth, be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for being with us this morning. We just can't thank you enough. Amen. We want to talk this morning, amen, about positioned on purpose. Hey, you got a little quick rundown on it, a little 2-3 minute on it on New Year's Eve night, but we want to get into it a little bit deeper for this next 25 minutes, and keep it on. We're going to try and keep it on task, because there's a lot in here that is a lot. It's just a lot in it. It's a lot in it. It's a lot in it. But what we want to do is deal with positioned on purpose. You know, we're oftentimes we're put in places that are uncomfortable. In fact, we just came out of a year that has put us in a place of uncomfortable. Many of us used to getting up and getting ready and going to Sunday services, and then there's some that's you know, do other things, but many of us are the churchgoers are used to getting up on Sunday morning, and when COVID hit and we no longer were able to go as we formerly went, amen, it put us in an uncomfortable position. We were positioned in an uncomfortable place. And it is in that uncomfortable place where we feel like all is lost, or we feel like that we should get back into the place of comfortability. But I want you to understand that a lot of times we are placed in discomfort because God is trying to move us to a new level. Let me give you an example. The disciples, Jesus preached to them and taught them, and he told them, you know, there's going to come a time that he's no longer going to be with them, and they would then need to carry on the ministry, and they would be able to do more than he was able to do, and they were to take the message to the uttermost parts of the earth. He gave them the parable of the wedding feast, and he talked about the ruler, and he sent the servants out and told them to invite some folk, and they were too busy, and then he said, okay, well, go out into the streets and compel men and women to come, and they went out into the streets, and they came back and they said, well, we did what you told us, but there's still room, and then he said, well, go out into the cities and compel men and women to come, and they went out and they came back and they said, well, there's still some room, and he said, well, go out to the uttermost parts of the earth. Amen, and compel men and women to come. Amen. In other words, amen, we're to get beyond our comfort zone. It's easy to go into our families and the family members that we know that are not saved, or we feel that they're not saved because they don't operate the way that we operate. Amen. We want to compel them to come, but God said, go out into the cities. Amen. That means go beyond your cliques, and go beyond your friendships, and go up beyond the people that you know. Amen. And compel men and women to come. But then God said, there's still room. I still have room. I need you to go to the uttermost parts of the earth. You need to go and talk to some strangers. They might not even speak your language. The skin color may not even be the same. Amen. But you need to go out and compel men and women to come. Amen. It's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable. Amen. It's an uncomfortable place. Amen. But even in that uncomfortable place, we are positioned on purpose. We're positioned on purpose. I'm reminded quickly of Jonah. God had given Jonah a commandment to go down to Nineveh. And because Nineveh was his enemy, and he didn't like the people of Nineveh, amen, and the people of Nineveh probably didn't like him either, amen, Jonah didn't want to go into Nineveh. In fact, he ran in the opposite direction. He tried to go another way, amen, but God let a storm come up. Amen. Sometimes we're in the middle of a storm because God is trying us to get us to the place where we're supposed to go. Amen. And we're not going in the direction we need to go. So God puts us in a storm. Amen. And we're blaming the storm on the devil. But God allowed the storm to happen because, amen, he's trying to direct our path. Amen. And Jonah knew that the storm was because of him, because that he, amen, was not doing what he was told to do, what he was instructed to do. Amen. Jonah knew it. Amen. So he told the men on the ship, he said, if you throw me over. Look, if you throw me over, you know, I'm still not willing to do what God has for me to do. I'd rather be thrown off the ship than to do what God has for me to do. But God saw fit to put Jonah in a predicament, in a position. There was a big fish. The Bible says a big fish, amen, captured Jonah when they threw him off the ship. Amen. And Jonah ended up in the belly of a fish. Ain't that all right? Amen. He was in a position. He was in an uncomfortable position. In fact, it was in the belly of the fish when Jonah began to pray unto God, and Jonah began to accept, amen, the command that God had given him. It was in the belly of the fish when Jonah said, Lord, I'm willing to do whatever. And at that moment is at that moment when the fish put Jonah up on the seashore. And the Bible said Jonah, amen, expediently went to do what the Lord had told him to do. In other words, amen, God placed Jonah in a position, amen, to own purpose. He put him in a position on purpose. Yeah, he was in a position on purpose. Amen. And that's what we want to talk about this morning. That's what we want to talk about. We want to talk about positioned on purpose. We're going back to Samson. Amen. We're going back to Samson in Judges in the 16th chapter. Amen. It's really start at the 13th chapter of Judges when Samson was born. Amen. But we're not one of those that's going to try to preach the whole Bible to you in one sitting. Amen. We're just going to give you pieces of it for right now. And hopefully you come back next Sunday to get the other piece. Amen. So let's look at the 13th chapter, verses 4 and 5. There was an angel that came to Samson's mother. And when the angel came to Samson's mother, he gave her a criteria of Samson. And again, we talked about those angels that appoint, that's coming in and announcing birth. And in this scenario, this angel is announcing a birth, amen, to a barren mother, amen. Sarai was barren, amen, when Isaac was announced, amen. Elizabeth was barren when John the Baptist was announced. Here we have Samson being announced by an angel, amen, to his mother, amen, the wife of Manoah. Bible don't give us her name, amen, but the wife of Manoah. And she is barren, and so this is a miracle baby. Oh, I like miracle babies. And what you need to understand right here, amen, that you are a miracle baby. You don't get that. You are a miracle baby. Because, amen, I don't know, but the scientists say when the sperm is ejaculated, amen, there are a million of them, amen, is going to try to fertilize the egg, and out of all of those millions, amen, only one, you, amen, you went against all the odds. Out of all the odds of all the sperm that made it to the egg for fertilization, amen, it was you, amen, that made it against those odds, amen, and it was you, amen, that was birth, amen, in your mother's womb. It was you that made it, amen. You were the miracle, amen, that made it, amen. And then the reason that you made it, amen, because God wanted to position you, amen, for your purpose, amen. You made it out of those odds, amen. And I want you to understand, amen, that with the angel told the wife, amen, this child is going to be a special child. He's not just going to be a normal child, amen, but he's going to be a child that should be raised as a Nazarite. Wait a minute. What is a Nazarite? A Nazarite, amen, took on a special commitment, amen, a special commitment to God, amen. They were to abstain from alcohol, and they were forbidden to eat any certain types of food, amen, and they were also forbidden not to touch anything dead or be around the dead, amen. They were to keep themselves separated, amen, and we call ourselves a called out body, amen, and that we should be separated, but we have to take the oath of the Nazarite, amen, and when we take the oath of the Nazarite, we're called out, we're separated. Yeah, we're different. Yeah, there may be some Christian folks in this world, amen, but when you take on the oath of the Nazarite, amen, you're separated, amen, and not that you're better than nobody, not that you're above anybody, amen, but you just live a lifestyle that is different from everybody, amen. You don't have to. I was just telling my sons the other day, amen, you have to accept, amen, the fact that you're different, amen. You are different for a reason, amen. You are different because God made you different, amen. You might be in an environment, amen, where everybody want to be the same and do the same, but you got to be different and embrace your differentness. Embrace your differentness. Yeah. You gotta be willing to be a peculiar people. You gotta be willing to be a peculiar people. And so the angel had delivered this message to Manoah's wife, amen. So this, in this scenario, is when Samson was picked out. Yeah, he was picked out. He was picked out of the pack. You was picked out of the pack. You was picked out of the pack. Samson was picked out. And that's a thing about being picked out. Amen. When you're picked out, amen, oftentimes you're picked on. Yes, yes, you're often picked on when you're picked out. Yes, yes, because, amen, you're different. You're separated. You're pulled out. And people see that you're different. And people understand that you're different. A lot of times, you're picked out because of jealousy. A lot of times, you're picked out because of envy. A lot of times, you're picked out, you're picked on, amen, you're picked on because, amen, because, amen, others see that you're different from them. And when you're different from them, amen, you're not, amen, you're a peculiar person. You're peculiar and you're strange and they don't understand it. So they're going to pick on you. Amen. They're going to try to downsize you. They're going to try to ostracize you. They're going to try to persecute you. Amen. They're going to lie on you. They're going to talk about you. They're going to put you down and they're going to try to put you out. And oh God, amen. They see that you're different. They see that you're separated from the pack. You're not part of the crowd. So amen. Man, so they're gonna, oh yes, Lord, they're gonna pick on you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Samson know what this means, because Samson was different. He was a Nazarite, and he was a Nazarite by birth. Amen. And he was put for the purpose. For the purpose, the angel told his mother, amen, was to save Israel from the Philistines. That was his purpose. That was the reason, amen, that he was born. That was the purpose that the angel gave to the mother. And God gave him an unusual amount of strength. Some of us walking around now with unusual amount of power, unusual amount of strength, unusual amount of influence, an unusual amount of gifts, and an unusual ability to sing, an unusual ability to praise, an unusual ability to preach, an unusual ability to praise, an unusual ability of helps, an unusual ability of organizing, unusual. Yeah, 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 you're unusual. Yeah, yeah, and when you're unusual, you stand out from the crowd. And when you're standing out from the crowd, you get picked on. You get picked on because you're unusual. And when you're being picked on, Samson dealt with it. We're in the 16th chapter and around the 6th and the 19th verse right now. Amen. Samson had an issue. Now, I'm not going to go over all of his life right now because I don't have time to preach it all. But at the end of his life, amen, he fell in love with a woman called Delilah. Delilah. Yeah. And Delilah, amen, also was a Philistine like his first wife. And we're not going to go back into that history. But Delilah, amen, was a Philistine. The people that he were to protect Israel from, Samson married. Samson got in relationships with, and Samson was to protect his people from the Philistines. But Samson got into a relationship with the very people, the people that was considered the enemy. He got in a relationship. So now Delilah is trying to learn of his strength. Yeah, she's been coerced and she's part of the clique and she's part of with, you know, and the thing is, Samson knew it because he lied to her several times about what his strength was. And he used it, amen, to make them feel like they could capture him so he could slaughter the Philistines that was trying to use Delilah. And I don't know why he gave in and gave up and gave her the truth about his strength. But in reality, this is Elder Hodge now. I feel like he lost his faith. He got a little bit of arrogant, and he got a little bit of he was so used to shaking himself, and the strength was there. Amen. He got so used to doing it. All his life he had this strength. All his life he had this ability, and he used it at will. Amen. And God had given him this strength to use at will for his purpose. Amen. But he got so complacent in using his strength to a point that I believe that he got overconfident. So he gave Delilah the truth. So one day Delilah cut his hair. And this is the point. This is the point right here. When they cut his hair, they took him and bound him. And he tried to get out of the bind. But this time the strength wasn't there. The strength had gone. The strength had left him. The strength had disappeared. God was not there. And sometimes we're so used to God being there for us. When God's not there for us, we don't understand it. Amen. We can't see. We can't fathom it. We're in a place where we know God should have been there, but he wasn't there. We called him, and we're calling him, but he's not answering. We're praying, but he's not answering. Things are happening around us, and we don't understand it. Oh God, we're being affected in a manner where, amen, we're being positioned for purpose. They bound him and then they put out his eyesight. They blind him. Yeah, sometimes we just get blindsided. We're blindsided. We didn't see that coming. We didn't see that bill coming, and oh God, it just showed up out of the way. We didn't see our relationship breaking apart. I got blindsided. I didn't know they were gonna cheat on me. Amen. I got blindsided. We didn't see. Oh, we didn't see mama getting diagnosed with cancer. We just didn't see that. Amen. We got blindsided. We didn't know diabetes was going to take auntie out. Amen. We got blindsided. Oh, we got blindsided. We didn't know. We didn't know. We didn't understand what was taking place. Amen. When cousin Ray Ray got shot the other day on the streets, we got blindsided. We didn't understand it. We didn't see it. We got blindsided. Yeah. Yeah. We got blindsided. We got bound. And we got stuck. We don't have those strength anymore. We're weakened. And we're bound. And now the enemy wants to make fun of us. The enemy calls us out. The enemy calls us out and want to make fun of us. The enemy calls us out and want to make fun of us. We were picked out, and now we're being picked on. But my final point, and we're going to go. God has a way of when you get in a place where you feel like all hope is gone. God has a way when you feel like you have no more power. God has a way when you feel like all hope is lost. God has a way when you feel like you can't carry on no more. God has a way when you feel like you have issues up on top of issues. God has a way when you feel like waving the white flag and giving up. Amen. God is positioning you for your purpose. God has positioned you on purpose. See, it was never about you. It was about God. See, Samson thought it got to a point he thought it was about him. because he could shake himself. Amen. But I want you to understand, but it was never about Samson. It was about God. It was about God protecting his people. Samson was just only a tool. Samson was only a messenger. Samson was just only an individual. Samson was just being utilized, amen, to protect God's people. Amen. It wasn't about Samson and his shake. Amen. It was about God protecting his people. And when Samson realized, amen, he needed to get back on purpose, amen, he asked the young lad, amen, that was guiding him, amen, to take him to, amen, the pillar that's holding the building up, amen. And when he took him to that place, amen, when he took him to that area, amen, Samson began to pray. Amen. Samson prayed, God, just one more time. Amen. I understand it's not about me. Amen. I'm gonna let me die in this situation. Samson need to die in this situation because it never was about me. I'm ready to die, amen, that you might live. I'm ready to die that you might come forth. I'm ready to die, amen, in this situation. I'm ready to die in this issue. I'm ready to die in this confrontation. I'm ready to die, amen, because I can't handle it no more. Amen, Lord, amen, I submit myself to you. Amen, I give it over to you. Amen, I may be blind and I cannot see. Amen, but if, amen, you give me your strength, you give me your strength. One more time. Amen. It ain't my strength. It's your strength. If you give me your strength one more time, you ought to ask somebody. You ought to tell somebody. You ought to ask the Lord to give you his strength. Amen. You need the strength of the Lord. I know you can't handle it. Amen. So you need the strength of the Lord. I know you can't take it. You need the strength of the Lord. I know you can't do it. You need the strength of the Lord. I know you can't provide it. But you need the strength of the Lord. I know you can't overcome it. You need the strength of the Lord. I know you can't do it. You need the strength, hallelujah, of the Lord. You need the strength of the Lord. Amen. You got to get in position. You got to position yourself. You got to humble yourself. Amen. So you can get the strength of the Lord. And the Bible says that day, amen, when Samson died, amen, he killed more Philistines than he killed in his lifetime. Amen. He did his purpose. He fulfilled his purpose. And I want to tell you, amen, when you kill yourself, amen, not literally kill yourself. Don't say give a heart, say go kill myself. Amen. But when you kill the flesh, amen, when you kill your flesh, man, when you kill yourself in the spirit, amen, and you allow God, amen, to give you life, amen, you will get the strength of God. And all of that you're dealing with, all of that you can't handle, and all of that, amen, that you can't overcome, amen, God will do it. Amen. God will give you the strength. God will, amen, manifest himself in your life. Amen. And he will give you the ability to overcome and live in your purpose. You have a purpose. God has saw fit. He picked you out. You beat all of those millions of sperm to that fertilized egg. You was birthed here for a purpose. Don't be like Jonah and run the other way. You might get picked on like Joseph. Amen. But it ain't about you. It's about God. And when you position on purpose, God will strengthen you. Let us pray. Most Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we come humble before thee, O God, and we thank you on today. We thank you for your message. We thank you for your divine, O God, word on today. Letting us know in 2021, God, that we need to be positioned on purpose. Amen. We got to be doing what you have us to do. We got to be saying what you have us to say. We got to walk the way you have us to walk and live the way you have us to live. Lord, help us right now, God, for we're weak. We need your strength. Help us, Lord. Do it for us in a mighty way. God, we ask these mighty blessings, God, and we know that you can. Oh, God, we ask that you just do it for us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you listen to this message on this Sunday morning, amen, and you don't know God in the relationship you don't have a relationship with Christ, if you don't know God for yourself, you're not connected to Him. Amen. We want to invite you to connect with God. Amen. On this Sunday morning, we want to invite you to get with Him, amen, and let Him get in you, amen. If you find yourself not knowing what your purpose is or walking around, amen, understanding what's going on in your life, this is a time that you can position yourself on purpose, amen. Humble yourself unto the Lord and He will strengthen you, amen, and you will be an overcomer because He's already overcome the world, amen. It's written in the scriptures, amen, He is the winner, amen. You might as well get on the winning side, amen, right now. If you willing and you're able, amen, to accept Lord as your personal Savior, amen, pray this prayer with me. Lord, forgive me, for I have sinned. Lord, you came as human, but yet you were divine. You were born of a Virgin Mary, amen, and you went to the cross for my sins. And you was raised on the third day with all power in your hands. Lord, I believe it and I confess it. Save me. If you prayed that prayer with me, I believe that you're saved. The Bible says if you confess it with your mouth and believe it in your heart, that you are saved. I believe that because the Word says it. I'm crazy enough to believe whatever the Word tells me. Amen. And then when you search it out, amen, it just comes down to truth. Lord, hallelujah. Thank you. So I just want to commend you on your prayer, on your salvation today. I believe that you're saved. Amen. If you want to talk, you can contact me. You can go to the website, triumphlifechurch.com. Amen. And go to contact. You can contact us there. Our information is there to be contact. And we could talk about it. We can read scripture with you. We can pray with you. Whatever you have us to do at that time. Amen. But we want you, amen, to have a greater relationship with Christ. Amen. Amen. We thank all of you that are here with us, and we thank all of you that are listening with us and praising and sharing with us on this morning. We thank you for the service, and we're going to start this year collecting gifts, and as if you're willing and able to give a gift, it's not required, but you can just help support the platform that we can continue to grow, amen, and continue to reach out and share the message of the Lord, amen, with others, amen. So the information will be given in the outro. So if you want to, you can, amen. And we thank you, we praise you, and we bless you in advance, amen. Our benediction. May our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be with you all. Until next week. God bless you.
You're looking at one. You're looking at one. You're looking at one. You have no idea what God has brought me out of. You can't even tell when you look at me. I've been in a season of miracles. This is.